Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Always a touchy subject dealing with brides, and you don't want to hurt feelings. But in this case, well, a lot of her listeners are saying, be honest, just hit her with the truth, right?
She's putting off booking a family vacation because she's not sure if her niece's wedding is finally happening. They postponed it due to COVID. But then she's like, this girl is posting a lot of passive aggressive stuff. Maybe they're not even together anymore, or maybe I didn't make the cut. Maybe she scaled back. So what do I do in this situation? Do I ask her? I can't afford to do both. So Kaylee on Facebook said, you're honestly asking for yourself. You're not being nosy about her relationship. So if the niece responds otherwise, it's you're still not being an overthinker. You're not responsible for your niece's problems. You're just worried about what you have to do. I think that's true. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to make that phone call. Meg said, if this is your niece, I would reach out to her parent, aka your brother or sister, find out what's going on. It sounds like she already did that and they don't even know. Because didn't she say nobody knows what's going on? And okay. Diane and Heather both say, just book your vacation. If you have to miss the wedding, then that's her fault. But ouch, I'm sure she wants to be there if they would like her to be there.
Yeah, but if you're traveling out of state, you got to give people a heads up. You got to give them some kind of notice.
Right.
Especially now, it's just so hard to make travel arrangements.
Yes. Sarah said, as a bride coming up, I'm having a very difficult time with this myself. We split our wedding and the reception two different dates. They're months apart. We are limiting the wedding down to just grandparents and parents and siblings. Mm-hmm. Right. She said, this past week alone, I've been close to tears because people keep asking me where their invitation is. Oh, you poor thing.
Wow.
She said, it was not an easy decision. I have severe guilt and anxiety about it. But that being said, she said, you should talk to this bride. She said, be diplomatic. Preface it with, I know you're super stressed right now. Whatever you have going on is cool. I just want to know so I can make these plans. I think that's the truth.
And you know, normally this would be a difficult situation, but here we have, you know, we're slowly coming out of this pandemic, and not everybody is totally vaccinated. And so there are other concerns in planning a wedding or attending a wedding. You may have your own personal concerns. Maybe you don't want to be with a large group of people.
True.
So that's another angle, another approach other than, hey, you guys still getting married? What's the deal?
Good point. Is Ingrid's solution perhaps the best of all? Ingrid on Facebook said, how about you offer to help her with any wedding preparation and plans? From where you are, since she lives far away, gently say, I know you postponed the wedding because the world stopped with COVID. So when you do decide to have the new wedding, I would love to help with invitations or following up with vendors or something so you don't feel overwhelmed.
I don't need any help.
Yeah, that's true. That could happen. That could happen either way.
Do we have a resolution on this or do you want to keep going?
I would take Ingrid's advice.
Okay.
But I'm a wuss. That's a wussy way of saying it. Is she going to see through that? She's going to be like, you don't want help. You just want to know if you're invited.